I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I'm still finding bugs on my little bug pad out here in back of the station.
Well, I'm impressed that you go out there and look on a regular basis. I think that's interesting.
It's fun. There's one place I know I can go. Some days there's going to be nothing there. But these days where it's been hot and muggy and,
oh, yes.
and kind of wet,
yes.
there was something I hadn't seen before there again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a fly, kind of looks like a wasp.
The thing you showed me a picture of.
Yeah.
A rove beetle.
Well, it looks like anything but a beetle.
No, they have a long, slender body, and they have very short wing covers or elytra, so most of the abdomen is exposed. That beetle throws all my students off. Right now, I've got my VCU summer entomology class working on their collections, and that's the one that gives them fits because they sort of look like an earwig, but they lack the pinchers
right.
on the tip of the abdomen, and they expect a elytra to cover the entire body. And who
right.
wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know? And so I keep telling them, look at those flaps. Those are the forewings. You know, imagine them covering the entire body. What would you call that insect without any hesitation if they covered the entire body? Well, it looks like a beetle.
Why do you suppose they don't have a larger elytra?
That I can't answer. But the fact that they have short elytra and they have this long, flexible abdomen gives them a great deal of flexibility as they're moving about through leaf litter and under bark and in rotting mushrooms and that sort of thing. Most of them are predators. They feed on small insects, insect eggs, other arthropods. A few of them are fungus feeders, but they live in all kinds of environments. That's one of the largest families of beetles in the world, and there are some that measure only millimeter or so in length. And then some of the big bruisers we have around here, like the one you photographed on the wall, can reach almost an inch.
And all of them share this
feature? Most of them have
feature.
Yes, most of them have these very short elytra. Classification of these beetles is constantly changing, and so a few other groups that aren't as typical looking have been added to the mix. But by and large, yeah, they have that slender body. Some of them are metallic, a deep steel blue. Others have sort of a velvety, faint pattern to them. Most of them are brown or black. One of my favorite rove beetles is found on the West Coast. They live on the beaches of California. And you go along at high tide, day and night, and you'll find them out and about. And they feed on beach hoppers, fly larvae, and that sort of thing, moving in amongst the seaweed. And they're very cryptically marked. They blend right in with the sand.
Any idea about the origin of the name rove?
Rove beetle? That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that unless it refers to the fact that they're always moving about, always searching. If you watch them, they're constantly on the move. They're an incredibly active beetle. And they will also use their flexible abdomens to tuck in their wings, even though their wing covers are short. The second pair of wings, flight wings, long, delicate, membranous wings, they'll use the tip of their abdomen to carefully stuff them back in. They have a very particular folding mechanism. It's like origami, and you can see them using their abdomen, carefully folding their wings and tucking them underneath those very short wing covers.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.